This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land with the full story.
Sorry. I was
Are you still looking up Andrew's
birth
chart?
I'm just reading it now.
It's actually starting to affect your job.
It's my job.
If you're a drug addict. No, that's not your job. I don't think anyone here expects you to be like a star sign expert.
But
at the detriment of everything else.
Don't you want to know what Andrew's astrology reading is based on?
After 25 years, a $200 million contract and repeated controversies over standards, this is how the top-rated Kyle and Jackie O breakfast show finally combusted.
Your fixation on this has made you almost unworkable. Every segment, every time you've spoken, you're off with the... You don't even know what's going on.
Is that true? Can someone back that up?
Listeners last month might have thought this was another fake fight engineered for the show's usual shock value. But what they were hearing seemed to be the final straw.
Everyone has said, what's going on with Jackie? She's off today. Oh, you're not getting much. I'm not... Everyone you can see has said something over the last month.
No, it's a total attack, Kyle. It really is.
Kyle, to say you don't know what the F is going on,
you're not doing your job, that's an attack. And I
it's not an attack.
That.
It's an actual fact, babe. Okay. I'm so sorry. That's the reality.
Kyle Sanderlands is currently suspended due to serious misconduct. And Jackie Henderson is off air too. Both are said to be considering their legal options.
I come in here and I do my job and I do it well.
I wouldn't agree.
Well, you know what? You get someone else then. Use someone else instead of me.
Today, media correspondent Amanda Mead on the breakup that rocked Australian airwaves. It's Tuesday, the 10th of March.
Now streaming on SBS On Demand, The Hospital in the Deep End. Our hospitals are under pressure like never before.
Oh my God.
And when the system buckles, we all pay the price.
That's not good.
In this landmark series, three notable Australians step onto the front line to see what it really takes to save a life.
I honestly didn't think it was like that.
The Hospital in the Deep End. Stream now on SBS On Demand.
Amanda, welcome back to Full Story. It's great to see you.
Hi, Richard.
Look, this is a show that's come under fire repeatedly from the regulator so many times over decency standards, some really controversial stunts. Did you ever think this on-air fight would be the reason for its downfall?
No, it really is. It really is shocking. I've been covering Kyle for a very long time and I always thought that if he was going to come undone, it would be through the regulator. But the fact that it's happened this way, the two of them falling out on air, is really a huge surprise.
What do you think it tells us?
I think there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than people imagine, that it is actually more than just the on-air fight. It goes back to the fact that they have this ridiculous $200 million contract and that it's not sustainable. So perhaps ARN, the station that owns a show, has decided to take advantage of the situation and end the show.
And the statement from ARN was unusual at the time, even before we heard from Jackie O.
It was really unusual because usually when there are big media breakups, you just get one line, you know, we've all decided that this is over. But this statement, not only was it to the stock exchange, but it was really detailed. It said, Jackie can no longer work with Kyle. Boom, bombshell, you know, we've cancelled Jackie's contract, terminated Jackie's contract, boom. And then Kyle had been suspended for 14 days for serious misconduct. So there was just so many news lines in this statement. You know, I didn't really know where to start. And it was very unusual in that it was so detailed that they were giving us so much information about what had happened.
And normally companies are reluctant to do that.
That's right. Yes. And then all of those kind of details come out in the reporting afterwards. But here it was all laid out.
There's obviously been some very controversial on-air segments that have been the subject of inquiries. But when you listen to the audio of the breakup, the battle they were having, what did you think of it when you heard it?
I was quite emotional about how upset she was.
I would never say things like that about you. You have
too
no
bad,
idea
too
how
bad,
much
because I'm not doing
you,
that.
Yeah, because you make out like you sit there like you're perfect.
And trying to imagine, you know, what it would be like to be spoken to like that.
I didn't ask.
I'm not married to you. I don't have to buy into all this backwards and forwards. You're this.
You know, not only the astrology.
Every segment, every time you've spoken, you're off with the... You don't even know what's going on.
Is that
you're
true,
You're so
guys?
Focused
Can
on
someone
this.
Back that up?
But that, oh, the whole office is talking about how hopeless you are.
It doesn't have to be this big thing here. It's not great. It's just a fact.
Carl, hang on. It's hard to say that to someone. Saying,
wake up. I'm not lying to her to make her feel bad. This is
getting a dressing down like that in front of the audience, I think, was quite damaging for her.
And was it quite unusual for the show?
No. No. The thing is, they say outrageous things. Well, he says demeaning things to her all the time, including ho and bitch and things like that. So it wasn't unusual, but perhaps it pushed buttons because also it talked about addiction. You sound like an addict, and she has talked about battling addiction in her memoir. So I don't know, there was something that pressed her buttons.
There's also, I wonder if there's something to be explored here. The way that women and girls have been treated on that show over so many years, and now Jackie O being on the receiving end of some of that treatment, I mean, how should we view that?
Well, I think it was when she walked away and stayed off air for 10 days and then they pulled the plug because she said, I can't work with him. I think a lot of people rushed in and said she's a victim of misogyny and sexism because of the way he's treated her. You could also say that she's enabled that all these years. And I think Virginia Trioli was saying on Friday that she has been an enabler for 20 plus years and now she's a victim of it, and that's not unexpected. So there are all sorts of different hot takes going on about what's in fact happened.
Let's take a look at some of the mechanics of this breakup, because Jackie O is now saying she didn't quit, she didn't resign, so the plot has really thickened here.
Yes. Yet another shock on Friday night when Jackie put out her own statement, which is the first time she's spoken in 2 weeks since she walked off. And she said, there's misinformation, you know, don't believe the media narrative. I didn't quit. I didn't resign. And that seemed to contradict ARN's statement, which had been interpreted as meaning Jackie said she can't work with Kyle anymore. Therefore, the Kyle and Jackie show is over. But perhaps it was a few steps before that that she had said, I can't work with Kyle, you need to fix it. And instead of doing that, they just cancelled her contract and they cancelled the show. So it's very confusing now because the three of them all have, you know, the three being the station, Kyle and Jackie O, they all have different agendas and different takes, and both Kyle and Jackie O are getting lawyers involved.
There's also been a lot of speculation about the plan to move them into other markets and the problems with moving into Melbourne, and that might have fed into it.
Oh, definitely, yes. So when they signed the contract in 2023 for 10 years, it seemed like a great idea because they were going to nationalize the program so that they could share the cost among different markets, because at the time it was only in Sydney. But instead of rolling it out nationally, they tried Melbourne first. They dipped their toes in the Melbourne market. It didn't go well. So then they decided not to nationalize it. So it's made it a lot more expensive. On top of that, there's a downturn in the advertising market generally. And on top of that, the Carl and Jackie O show is under fire from various activist groups. And so the advertisers got scared and stopped advertising on their show. So they've had like a double whammy hit to revenue. So ARN is, by all accounts, looking at the deal that they made a few years ago and thinking, that was a really bad idea. Because maybe we need to get out of it.
$200 million is an enormous amount of money over 10 years.
So much money. So, and it's $10 million a year each. Now, CEOs don't get paid that. The guy who runs ARN doesn't get paid that. You know, almost nobody does. So it's a ridiculous amount of money and they're just not getting it back. And the share market, the shares in ARN are down 60% since they signed the deal.
I do want to come back to what you just mentioned, a bit of a campaign against the show as well. But since this has happened, it's had a lot of coverage. It's even been covered internationally. Can you give us a sense of how powerful these two personalities are in Australia?
Look, even I was surprised at just how much appetite there was for this story. We actually got a media monitoring company to count the stories. And in the 24 hours from the statement to the ASX, there were 8,000 separate news items. That's across TV, radio, print, online, which is just incredible in one day. So, and even Guardian readers are interested in this story. I think the two of them are household names. You have to admit that. They've been in the news for years. Kyle Sanderlands has had so many scandals associated with him. He's been on reality television, of course, as a judge, as has Jackie O. So they're very, very well known. And also a lot of people have grown up listening to them as teenagers, or in fact, they listen to them now, or they just love to hate them. And they love the fact that they have been brought down by this. So the appetite is just insatiable for this story.
And the Prime Minister went to Kyle Sanderlands' wedding. I mean, they're amongst powerful people.
That's right. The Prime Minister and the Premier of New South Wales, Chris Minns, both went to his wedding, which a lot of people criticised at the time, but it does show just how powerful he is as a media figure, because the politicians like to go on the show and have friendly banter with Kyle and Jackie O. It really increases their profile and their likability.
So there was this campaign to bring the show down over so many years of questionable segments by a group called The Witches. Just tell us a bit about that and what kind of impact it might have had.
Yeah, well, this group, I won't say that spell it out completely, but it's MFW. They're the same group that campaigned mostly on Facebook against Alan Jones as well, and were very successful in damaging Alan Jones's brand. And what they did was they would listen to the show and then tell whatever advertisers were advertising in that segment exactly what was said and how appalling they think it is and how they should be ashamed to have their brand associated with that particular segment. And it worked. I mean, you know, every week advertisers were dropping off and saying this is not a brand safe environment. And they did lose a lot of advertisers.
Do you think it marks perhaps a change in attitude as well amongst the community to how that show talked about women and girls? Or is it purely a factor of this kind of pressure?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was still really popular. It was still the number one show. The people that listen to it take all his comments with a grain of salt. You know, they go, oh, he's a good guy. He's just being funny. He's just saying what all of us think, you know, especially in this era where people think the world's got too woke and Kyle is not like that. And they love it, you know. So I think there's an audience for him no matter what what campaigns there are to damage the show. And up until now, nothing has really stopped that show. You know, nothing stopped them signing this huge deal just a few years ago. Not ACMA, not, you know, campaigners, no one.
Just listening to you say that the show had still had this audience that was very interested in this kind of content. The regulator was enforcing a license condition around offensive content on the radio station. Do you think that that could have impacted the show because it restrained some of the more outrageous content?
Yes, I think this is something that's going on as well in ARN's thinking. They are waiting for the regulator to hand down the license condition. We don't know what it is yet, but if they breach it, they can have their license suspended or cancelled. The license condition, what it's likely to be, is that you can't broadcast any sexual content that's offensive in both audio and language. So all the things they've done before, like broadcasting women urinating, you know, running competitions to guess which staff member it is that's on the toilet at the moment, all of that staff could see the whole station lose its license. So they will be quite constrained, and it's a 5-year license condition. It's definitely something that would have played into their thinking, I think.
We'll be right back. Amanda, Kyle Sandilands is currently suspended. He's also talked about getting lawyers involved. Where do you think this might go from here?
It feels like a story that's got a really long way to run and probably will end up in the courts unless they get together behind the scenes and amend things. I mean, they have offered Jackie another show. They've offered Kyle the chance to remedy his breach. I don't know how he could possibly do that. It feels like ARN doesn't want the show to come back.
Certainly suspending Kyle Sandilands over that content when there was so much more egregious, arguably, content.
That's right. It feels like there was a different agenda behind that.
What about the future career in terms of moving into the podcast world? You know, do you see Kyle Sandilands having a much greater audience there as the landscape fragments and there's more opportunities in that world?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he could get a podcast tomorrow and get the audience, especially with his content. I mean, Karl Stefanovic has only been on air for 5 or 6 weeks and he's already got a huge following and sponsors.
On his podcast.
On his podcast. He's got online gambling sponsor. He got Qantas to sponsor something.
And it's not a world that podcasting isn't regulated, I imagine, in the same way.
No, that's right. That's right. They could get away with even more. I mean, perhaps Kyle and Carl could team up. But is Kyle ever going to get $10 million a year? I don't know if you can get that from YouTube ads. I don't know.
Maybe it's possible. That might be where the story goes next. Amanda, it's been wonderful talking through all of this with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was media correspondent Amanda Mead. If you want to hear about the history of controversies, you can listen back to our episode, The Kyle and Jackie O Show, When Are Shock Jocks Too Shocking? We'll link to that on the Full Story page. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning, and the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify.